Manu Patra alerts dated the 10th of May 2018. Supreme Court has ordered the National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, to ensure that the Eastern Peripheral Expressway is inaugurated on or before the 31st of May. Supreme Court has unanimously ruled that parliamentary reports can be used and relied upon in court, but their contents cannot be challenged because it would affect the privilege of elected members to speak their mind freely inside the House. Supreme Court has observed that it is not permissible to simply rearrest the accused by adding another offence, ignoring the bail order in force at that time. Supreme Court has observed that forcing a spouse to join the company of the other and unfailing to do so, punishing her in committing contempt of the court order that too by awarding maximum civil imprisonment in law, cannot be countenanced. Supreme Court has said that a trend has started among lawyers to target the judges, and this practice would ultimately lead to the killing of this institution. Supreme Court has acknowledged that failures in Aadhaar authentication could pose problems for the needy and said that the issue will have to be addressed. Supreme Court has expressed its displeasure, noting that states were diverting huge amount of funds, meant for protection of environment and benefit of people, to other purposes like municipal works. Supreme Court has suggested that the Himachal Pradesh government should take action against those officials who were posted in Kasauli when illegal constructions came up there and sought their names and designations. Supreme Court came down heavily on the Archaeological Survey of India, ASI, for its failure to take appropriate steps to protect and preserve of the iconic Taj Mahal. Supreme Court has ruled that the railways would be liable to pay compensation to passengers in case of death or injury while boarding and deboarding trains, and said it cannot deny such claims, citing negligence on the part of passengers. Bombay High Court has observed that the provisions of Domestic Violence Act cannot be invoked simply for claiming maintenance unless the party alleges an act of domestic violence and approach the court in the capacity as an aggrieved person. Karnataka High Court has observed that children are not pieces of property that can be shared between parties. Madras High Court has directed the Tamil Nadu State Cooperative Society's Election Commission to dispose of complaints, applications, grievance petitions relating to the conduct of elections to the cooperative societies across the state in a free and fair and transparent manner. Madras High Court has ordered notice to School Education Secretary and Director of School Education on a plea, which sought a direction to the authorities to hand over the results of the public examinations to the parents of students in a parent-teacher meeting. UK High Court has concluded that liquor baron Vijay Mallya, wanted in India to face charges of fraud and money laundering amounting to around 9,000 crore rupees, can be regarded as a fugitive from justice. Central Information Commission has directed Air India to disclose complete record of Narendra Modi's foreign visits during the financial year 2016 to 2017, for which AI provided the facility of chartered flights.